If you look up and see a plane in the sky right now, there's a good chance it's a cargo plane. In fact, even if it looks like a passenger plane, it could actually be a cargo plane. Airlines, including Virgin Atlantic, Lufthansa, and American, are now filling their empty seats with cargo. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, here and now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I guess the economic incentives here are obvious. In April, it cost $1.65 to ship a pound of cargo. That's up 65% from March because there are fewer planes in the air. Tell us more about how airlines are seizing this opportunity.
Yeah, fewer planes, so less supply. To be clear, it's not that there's more demand for cargo. It's just that there's so much less supply that even in an economic slump, that cost is going up. Airlines adapting by doing more of something that they do anyway, which is carry cargo. A lot of us don't realize it when we fly in a passenger flight in the belly of the plane, as it's known. There can be quite a bit of cargo. That's normal. And there are airlines around the world that do a fair amount of that business. But now it's making the difference for some of them in terms of surviving versus perishing.
And are they actually like putting the cargo in the seats and buckling it in?
Yeah, in some cases, they are doing that, particularly in Europe, an airline like Lufthansa doing more of that. In other cases, not necessarily doing that, tougher to do in the U.S. Because of regulatory reasons, but just filling up the belly with cargo instead of with suitcases. And because of the cost of shipping that you described, in some cases, even if there's a lot of what you might think of as wasted space on the plane, it can make sense to carry that cargo even with the passenger cabin empty.
Now, in normal times, about half of all airline cargo gets flown on special cargo flights operated by companies like FedEx and UPS. The other half hitches a ride with your suitcases on the planes. What kind of goods typically get flown by cargo, and how much of that has changed with coronavirus?
Tends to be things that are rather light, that don't take up a lot of space, and that are very important, very time sensitive. So think of an organ transplant, right? Something that has to get somewhere immediately. The majority of goods measured by volume or by weight don't get shipped by air. I mean, if you tried to ship a car by air, hey, it probably costs just about as much to ship it as the car is worth. But the majority of goods measured by value, Jeremy, do get shipped by air, even in normal times. So now I mentioned that organ transplant, think about masks or ventilators or other things that need to get somewhere right now. Those are the kinds of things that are being carried by airlines, including United, American, and Delta here in the U.S. flying some cargo-only flights.
And by the way, you just heard my dog Midas's first appearance on Here and Now in the 2.5 months that I've been broadcasting from home. He started barking. Probably
my cat Fred is just snoring next to me right now. I don't think you can hear that.
Well, and you know, the funny thing about that happening right now is that he's probably barking because either the UPS or the FedEx person is here with a delivery just as we're talking about cargo. So we're going to leave it there. Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. Let me see what Midas's problem is. Thank you so much.
Take care, Jeremy.